Hi, everybody. This is JJ Long from JJ Artworks, and welcome to episode 41 of our podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. In this week's episode, I want to talk about the importance of trying to find in your own schedule how to create hyper-focused blocks of time so that you can focus on being super productive and sort of crossing off all of those important tasks that are on your plate. And for me, what I always fight with in my schedule is trying to sort of have a hyper-focused block of time when it comes to sales outreach. And like any business, sales is, you know, the life force and the blood of your business. So without that coming in, you can't really exist as a business. So it's very important that you continue to keep filling your pipeline and just trying to, you know, get as many leads through the sales funnel as humanly possible. And for me, as the business owner, it's been very difficult over the past couple years, I'd say, for me to kind of structure my schedule in such a way that I just have a hyper-focused block of time dedicated to sales. And I just want to share with you all how I was able to kind of troubleshoot that issue for me and just some different ideas and little life hacks that are kind of helping me out right now to give me that hyper-focused block of time. So the things that have been sort of pulling me away from sales all the time, they're both internal and external factors. The biggest thing that I've identified in my personal schedule that kind of pulls me away from focusing on sales is managing the rest of my team. And although, you know, I'm only managing about 10 people, it's, you know, it definitely takes up some time. And it's nobody's fault, you know, I've allowed that to happen in my schedule, but I didn't really understand that that was one of the main things that was kind of sucking me away from sales. So what I've done and what I decided to do, which has been very helpful, is I basically told myself, you know what, between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., I'm just going to focus on sales outreach and that's it. So I actually had conversations with my whole team and I told everybody, hey guys, so, you know, in order for us to continue to grow and prosper, I really need to focus on sales. So between 9 and 1 o'clock every day, you're not going to be able to reach me, unfortunately. So, you know, for me, the way I've been able to sort of assist that is I've been able to put Do Not Disturb on my phone, which has been super helpful. So, you know, unless they're bridges are burning and the company is, you know, crumbling to ash, that is the only time where I might get a phone call from somebody. But I said, you know, if it's super important and you need to get in touch with me, definitely give me a call. But for the most part, if it's not something where you need an answer within the next like 10 or 15 minutes, then please don't try to reach out to me. And if you do reach out to me, I'm probably not going to get it until 1 o'clock. So I had that conversation with everybody on my team. And I also, you know, identified my own personal things in my life that I have found me pulling my energy away from sales. And that is that I love social media. And it's an addiction that I think a lot of us have is constantly checking our Instagram page or our Facebook page. And especially where I try to post on social media every day for both the business and my personal life, it's something that is just a part of my daily process. And I'm realizing that I do check my phone a lot more often than I probably should when it comes to social media. So I've found different ways to kind of prevent myself from checking social media on my phone during that pocket of time from 9 to 1 p.m. And I also found that I was being distracted in my email inbox, which I didn't realize it. But once you start realizing that there's distractions that are pulling you away from, you know, your highest priorities in your business, you start kind of labeling what those distractions are, and then it's up to you to take action to get those distractions off of your plate or you know, block them out somehow. For me, for email, what was going on was I use Gmail for my email, and you know, we have those, if you're familiar with Gmail, there's a bunch of different tabs. There's a primary email inbox. I know I'm totally geeking out right now, but you know, you have your primary tab, then social tab, then a tab for updates or advertisements or promotions. So there's different tabs that are across the top of your email inbox. And what I was realizing was a lot of these tabs weren't organized correctly, and I didn't label things. You know, there's a way that once an email hits your inbox that you can filter that to a different folder. And over the past weekend, I really got serious about reorganizing my inbox. So now between 9 and 1 o'clock, whenever I check my inbox, it's decluttered and it's pretty much only sales related emails that hit my inbox. And that's been life changing too. So, you know, between having conversations with my team and then also from doing my own personal troubleshooting when it comes to my own personal habits, I think I've been able to create a hyper-focused block of time for sales. And for me, that time frame's from 9 to 1 p.m. And I will keep you all posted on how that goes and how it progresses. But I hope you're all staying safe and healthy out there. Thank you so much for tuning in every week. We really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you all next week in episode 42 of our podcast. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.